Good evening, everyone. As Rabbi Schreier said, this is Baruch Hashem, the third year that I have the zchus to be here for Slichas. And I have to say, for me personally, it's kind of a sad moment because I've been used to the last 2 years looking out to my left and seeing Mr. Eugene Gluck, who always sat right over there, and to lose him this year for our shul, and I consider this our shul because I have so much connections here, was a great loss for the shul, for the Young Israel Forest Hills, a great loss for the Jewish community. He was a giant when it came to chesed and it came to tzedakah, but he was also a giant when it came to the midos of Adam ben Chavero lechavero. And I know that whenever I would finish a few times that I'd been here to speak, he would always come over and tell me it was the best speech he ever heard, which he said to everybody. But that was really something special, and I really miss it a lot, and his family should have nechama that all of Klal Yisrael mourns with them this year during the year of Avelis. Your rabbi, your esteemed rabbi, Rabbi Schreier, said recently in a meeting that took place in the shul, the night they had the Rabbi Shechter, Shai Shechter here, he said that to look at the mitzvah of Emunah, and he said, and he had a very nice phrase, he said we should turn faith into fact. When we have Emunah, we should turn it, not just an idea, an abstract idea, let's turn it this year into fact. And I thought that was a very beautiful thought, really coinciding with what the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnayos, when he says one of the loftiest goals that anyone should ever have is to develop and work on your emunah. And personally, every year, when I think of what I'm supposed to do for the year, the new year, I try to come up with something that's going to inspire me, something that's going to motivate me. And this year, I think it's really going to be my goal to really try to develop what I call a relationship, a better relationship with the Borei Olam. You know, they tell a story of a man who was sick, really wasn't feeling well, and they finally had an appointment for the very best doctor to see him. You know how it is with Jewish people, we always go to the very best doctor, right? We only want the number one doctor, we can't have the number two doctor. And he went, finally got an appointment to see this doctor, and after an hour his family was waiting anxiously outside, and said, so what did the doctor say? And he said, well, I'll tell you, he was such a nice fellow. We started to have a great rapport one another. And the hour went by, we just kept talking and we exchanged phone numbers. It was really wonderful. And the family said, but what did he say? And he said, I didn't get a chance to ask him because we were so busy talking. So we developed this relationship. And you see, the nimshol of that little story is that when we daven, when we pray, mostly what we do is we ask, God, help us with this, do this for me, do that for me. I need this, I want this. But really what you're supposed to pray for is to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. And this is the idea that I think about for this year, that how do we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To see the world through His eyes, that everything that we have is a bracha. It's hard for us sometimes to look at the world and say, well, everything is a bracha. It doesn't always sound like it's a bracha. But we have to believe that everything He does is correct and He guides us in the right path all the time. Because you see, there are many, many forms of brachas. People think a bracha is you come, you know, you go to this thing, there's a tzaddik who came to the city and now you come for a bracha and you ask for panasa, you ask for shiduchim, you ask for, you know, good health, you ask for all the things you want, and that's really what a bracha is about. But that's really not what bracha is about, and we know that from the Torah, when Yaakov Avinu is blessing all of his children. Maybe the first time in the Torah where you have this majestic scene of Yaakov with surrounded by his children, he's blessing his children. And he tells him, he calls up the first one, Reuven. Reuven's the Bechor. And he says, Reuven, Bechor Yata, you are my firstborn. And you know what my blessing is for you? You're going to lose the kahuna. You're no longer going to be the Kohen. And you're also not going to be the king anymore. Sounds like quite a bracha. And then he calls up Shimon and Levi. And he says, Shimon and Levi, achim atem. You are brothers together. You're so tight. Isn't that one of the things that a parent always wants? To see their children tight together? To see their children loving each other? And he says, Reuven and Shimon, he says, Shimon and Levi, he says, the two of you are going to be separated from now on. You're no longer going to be together because I can't trust what you do. That's a bracha. So we listen and we say, what kind of bracha is that that Yaakov is giving them? And the Torah tells us, for Yivarech Osam, he blessed all of them. Ish Asher Kebirchoso Beirech Osam. He gave each one exactly the right bracha. Even though they may not have thought it was the right bracha, but he gave each one of them exactly the right bracha that they deserved, that they needed. And that's what it is as far as trusting and believing in Hashem. That we have to trust that when we get our brachas, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it from a long point of view. Because sometimes we look at a bracha as being very short range. But sometimes a bracha is not just for us. Sometimes a bracha is for our children, or our grandchildren, or our great-grandchildren. Or maybe it's for Klal Yisrael. But how many times have you seen people who tell you, you know what happened, I lost my job and I was so depressed, and then 3 months later I found the perfect job. Or something happened, or something else happened. You meet people who tell you, I met a person who told me a story about his great-grandfather, how he was in Germany in the 1930s, and the family had a very successful business, and it turned out that the business wasn't going that well, and so he had to leave his family, and he came to America. Everyone else stayed. Looking back upon it generations later, what a bracha. Could you imagine, had he stayed, no one else would have been left. But you don't see it. Brachas sometimes are long-term. They're not short-term things. And I always say how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are that we live in a world of technology. Because we see in technology so many things that we didn't understand before. Now we have a wonderful system with GPS and Waze. And maybe the theme for this year should be, why don't we try to trust Hashem as much as we trust Waze? If you did that, maybe this year would be an incredible year. Trust Hashem as much as you trust your ways. I know sometimes when I drive in my car and I'm in Queens and I'm going to Manhattan, they send me through the Bronx. I'm trying to understand, how is it possible? Why are they sending me through the Bronx? It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. But you know what? They're right. And I've learned the hard way because sometimes I don't trust them. I remember I was taking a trip to San Antonio. I was in Houston going to San Antonio, and there's one highway. You go straight the whole way, and you can go 80 miles an hour, which is a lot of fun. And I was driving, and I said to my wife, wow, they want me to get off at exit 23. I said, but they're crazy, because this is the only way to go. I said, I'm staying on. And I stayed on. Between exit 23 and exit 24, there was a major accident. It took us 3 hours sitting in the car. Had I just believed in Waze, I would have gotten off. They would have made a diversion. I would have gotten back onto the highway. Halavai, I would have done that. And sometimes I wonder, sometimes when I'm in the city and I'm driving home at night, it's late at night, and it sends me through Long Island City, through some blocks that are so dark and so scary and creepy, and I'm saying, what am I doing? It's raining out. What am I doing? But I say, you know, I trust Waze. That's what it is. And so maybe that should be a theme for this year for all of us. Let's learn to trust Hashem. Let's learn to look at the brachas that Hashem gives us, because you never know what they are, and you never know that you have to believe in what's going on. I think of two stories I want to tell you. One was a story about when I went to school in high school. And I went to high school, and I had a very good friend, a wonderful friend, and he ran for the president of the school, and he lost by one vote. He lost by one vote. And what happened was, when I came back the next year, he wasn't there anymore. He went someplace else, and he went to a yeshiva. And he stayed in this yeshiva for many years. While we went on to college, he stayed in yeshiva. While we went on to graduate school, he stayed in the yeshiva. And he became a very, very important Rosh HaYeshiva. And a person that people know, and he's Mechaber Sefarim, is incredible. And he never would have happened had he not lost that election. And I saw him years later, and I met him, and he said to me, imagine that day when I lost the election, I only thought it was the worst day of my life, but it turned out to be the best day of my life, but I never realized it at the time. And then I had a woman who worked for me, who when I did a merger and acquisition, we were going to move our office, and this lady was crying, and here I was giving this great speech about how we're going to merge our companies together, and she's there crying. It's on 42nd and Lex in the Channon building, and we're right there, and I see her crying. Every time I'm talking, she's crying, and finally I ask her at the end, I said, why are you crying so much? It's a wonderful day. We're going to build a new company. We're going to do great things together. She said, you don't understand. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and the office is in Manhattan. You're going to move the office to Long Island. It's going to be so far away, I could never go. I said, why can't you go? She said, because I don't drive. I said, okay. I said, but you're a very competent person. I know you are. I've heard about you from other people. You're very good. I said, for the first 90 days when we move, I'm going to pay. I'm going to take a taxi, and you're going to come out every day to my office. And that's what happened. She came out, but at the end of 90 days, my controller came to me and said, what is this ridiculous expense you have? Every single day you're paying for a taxi back and forth? It doesn't make any sense. I said, you're right, but it's a very good employee. And so I went to her and I said, look, let me tell you what happened. Somebody just left the company. And that person left and she has a very good job. She's in charge of all the purchasing. I want you to do that. The woman said, I don't know anything about it. I said, you'll learn. You're smart. She said, I also don't drive. I said, we're going to teach you to drive. She said, I'm 50 years old. I don't know how to drive. I said, we'll teach you. And so she came and we gave her lessons and we rented a car for her and she worked. And when she retired just about 2 years ago, we had a big party. And she got up and she said, I want you to know, that day when you were speaking in New York, that day that the merger and acquisition took place, that was the worst day of my life. I knew it was. And it turned out to be the best day of my life. All of a sudden now I find a better job. I have more skills than I ever had. I made more money. I even learned to drive a car. Now that I'm retiring, my husband and I are taking a cross-country trip, and we're going to enjoy life, all because of what happened that day. And I thought that day, it was the worst day of my life, but it was the best day of my life. Maybe we have to start thinking about that, about brachas, that God gives us brachas all the time. And sometimes we look at it, we say, we're not so sure that it really is. Today in the Parsha, when we go to the Bikurim, we say, V'samachta b'chol atov, asher nasan l'Hashem Elokecha. We have to thank God for everything, l'kol. It's not something, but we thank Him for everything. That's what we do. And that's what it's all about. And so maybe this year, that'll be our theme. Let's trust Hashem as much as we trust our ways. And if we do that, and we have emuna, this year will turn out to be a special year. It'll be a special year for us. It'll be a special year for our family. It'll be a special year for Klal Yisrael. Let's hope and pray all of us take this tonight, Slichas, as we begin Slichas, in Chodesh Elul. Let's try to find a way of reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's look at everything through the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that life could be wonderful. And we have brachas all the time. Let that be the theme for this year. And if we do, we'll have a wonderful, wonderful year. We'll have a wonderful Shana Tova Umetuka. All of us should be blessed. All of you should be blessed with good health and mazel and nachas. And let's meet again next year in Eretz Yisrael. Amir Tz Hashem, Shana Tova Umetuka. Thank you very much.